Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness. It's been said that the New Testament is actually concealed in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is revealed to us in the New. In other words, truths are found in the New Testament that can be traced back to the Old. Today, my co-host Ezra Benjamin and I are going to discuss examples of this, and in particular, Psalm 90, the gospel in the Old Testament. It's in there, really. You'll see that today. Ezra, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Jonathan. Great to be with you.
Well, one of our favorite themes, my favorite theme, actually, is the gospel.
Right. And this idea, I mean, we should unpack that because you could print that on a t-shirt or post it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. It's a great quote. The New Testament is concealed in the Old, and the Old is revealed in the New. But, I mean, sometimes maybe we've gone to church and we've heard, you know, I've even actually heard a major famous pastor say, in essence, you can rip the Old Testament out of the Bible and just keep the New, and you're still okay because the gospel's in there.
Yeah, the problem with that, Ezra, is that you have no basis for truths that we take for granted in the New, like atonement. Why did Jesus have to die?
Right.
Sin. Where's the whole concept of sin comes from? Did Jesus reveal to us that sin was separating us from God? No. It was foundational in the Old Testament scriptures. In fact, in the Torah, in the first five books of Moses, in fact, Ezra, his identity as Messiah was confirmed through the Jewish scriptures, through the Old Testament.
So interesting. Through the prophets, right? I mean, literally hundreds of prophecies about who the Messiah would be, where he would be born, how he would die, why he had to die, and that he wouldn't remain dead. He would actually resurrect.
And if he didn't fulfill those prophecies, he would not have been the legitimate Messiah.
Right. You know, I'm thinking of, and we said it a few seconds ago, the idea of the gospel, right? And we think gospel, New Testament, law, Old Testament, gospel, New Testament. But that's faulty too, isn't it? This idea of
completely faulty.
In Greek, the evangelion, right? The proclamation actually is what the Greek word means. The proclamation of the good news of the Messiah is the gospel. And it's not just a New Testament concept. And
no.
Jonathan, I'm thinking of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, actually, in chapter 15. It's this great passage. If anybody's going, well, what is the gospel anyway?
Great passage.
Paul's very clear about it.
Great passage to select. And, of course, 1 Corinthians 15 is the definitive teaching on the resurrection.
Right.
But the way it begins is what we want to talk about, Ezra, because it makes such a clear statement where Paul is saying in verse 1, take a look at this. Now, I made known to you, brothers and sisters, the good news. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's the gospel.
Right.
Many people don't really know what the gospel is.
Right.
I'm curious, do you really know what the gospel is? It's okay if you don't, but the gospel is used over and over again, the term the gospel.
Sure.
And it simply means the good news.
Right.
Well, here's the good news. Paul says, the good news which I proclaimed to you, you also received it, and you took your stand on it, and by it you are being saved. We could have a whole program on being saved, on having been saved, on will be saved, because that's true in every tense. And by it you're being saved if you hold firm to the word I proclaimed to you, unless you believe without proper consideration. And this is where I want you to really focus. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, everyone. For I also passed on to you, first of all, what I also received, that Messiah, in other words, Christ, Christ comes from Messiah. Christ comes from Christos, which comes from Mashiach, Messiah.
The anointed or chosen one.
Right, the anointed one. The Messiah, the anointed one, died for our sins. Here's what it goes on to say, though, according to the scriptures.
Right.
that he was buried, that he was raised the third day according to the scriptures.
That's right.
Now, let me just stop there. Twice, according to the scriptures. What scriptures?
Exactly. Not the rest of the New Testament.
It couldn't have been because it didn't exist.
That's exactly right.
Paul is writing this based on his study of the scriptures. When he says, this is what I received, he's not only talking about the word that was proclaimed to him after his road to Damascus experience, he's talking about what he received from his own study of the Torah.
Right.
Of the prophets, of the writings, of the, what we call in Hebrew, the Tanakh, the Old Testament.
Exactly.
That's the Old Testament. And the Bible repeats this idea, especially in the book of Acts, that the disciples, the apostles, were continually expounding the Word of God, proving that Yeshua, that Jesus was the promised Messiah, the anointed one.
So important.
Where are they proving it from? Not Galatians.
Right.
They're not proving it from Corinthians. These books didn't exist yet. They were proving it from the Old Testament prophets.
Exactly. And Jonathan, you know, the Corinthians, by and large, if not entirely, are not a Jewish audience. These are Gentile or non-Jewish people on the other side of the Mediterranean who have come to faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord.
But yes, that's absolutely right. But what they were not required to become Jews.
Exactly.
But they were required to study the scriptures, which were at that time the Hebrew writings.
Exactly.
The Hebrew Bible.
Without that, they would have no context for what the fullness of the good news actually was.
Yeah, the epistles come later. The gospels
sure.
come later. The revelation.
Right.
Of the New Testament followers of Jesus come later, they were expounding on, studying, adhering to the Jewish scriptures.
That's exactly right. First century believers understood that the Jewish context wasn't just an accessory, it was essential to an understanding of their faith.
Yeah, Ezra, there's an understanding that I really want to encourage you to consider, and that is that the Old Testament is not supplemental historic knowledge. In other words, we have the revelation of new and we go back to support it in the old. Here's what I want you to consider. The Torah, the prophets, the writings, the Old Testament is foundational. Mm-hmm. It's the foundational scripture for the new. The identity of the Messiah is established through the old. Mm-hmm. The moral laws of God established through the old. The ritual laws of God, such as blood sacrifice, the life
right.
of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you to make atonement. Foundational for understanding the new. It's not the other way around. It's not the new that's the basis for our faith and we go back and we supplement it with the old. Hmm. No, we see the revelation of the old in the new. It's brought to life for us, so we fully understand it, but it's foundational. It's resting on the foundation, rather, of the Torah, the writings, the prophets, the Old Testament.
Right, so important. And
it
Jonathan,
is.
Maybe our audience at home is listening and saying, okay, I'm with you so far. Messiah, the Christ, died for our sins according to the scriptures. Well, which scriptures? Very reasonable question. I'm thinking right away of Isaiah 53, a passage that in the synagogues to this day is rarely spoken of because I think as we look at it through the eyes of faith, it's so clearly pointing to Jesus. The idea of the suffering of the Messiah. I'm looking at Isaiah 53, verse 6, Jonathan. All we like sheep have gone astray, each of us turned to his own way. So Adonai has laid on him, the Lamb, the Messiah, the iniquity of us all. And so this idea
sure.
that the Messiah died for our sins according to the scriptures, Paul had to be thinking of passages like Isaiah 53. The prophet Isaiah saw that the Messiah would have to die for
yeah,
our sins.
Yeah, so our sins are laid upon him. It's not a New Testament concept. It's
right.
it's a concept that's established in the prophet Isaiah.
That's
it's
exactly
clear
right.
in Daniel chapter 9 also that he would be cut off but not for himself.
Sure.
In Daniel 9, 24 through 27, and we're given a timeline for it. It has to be before the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD.
Mm-hmm.
When it says he was cut off, but not for himself, it's talking about being killed, but not for his own iniquity. Ezra, that's the gospel.
There it is. And I'm, you know, reading ahead in Isaiah 53, Jonathan, right? It says, well, we're kind of jumping back and forth, but that's the whole idea. That's what Paul's referencing, right? That he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians 15:4. Well, where's that? Same passage, Isaiah 53. His grave was given with the wicked and by a rich man in his death, though he had done no violence. So here it is. He's buried according to the scriptures. But then it says, yet it pleased Adonai to bruise him. He caused him, the Messiah, to suffer. If he makes his soul a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and he will prolong his days. And so
he was raised again according to the scriptures. That's the
right.
It's all in there. I get so excited because of the detail.
That's right.
Think of the detail. Not only is he going to die for that God's going to lay upon him the iniquity of us all. He's led as a lamb to the slaughter,
right?
But not for himself. We thought he was afflicted by God because of his own behavior, but it's not clearly laid out in Isaiah 53. And then he'll die between two sinners,
right,
and be buried in the tomb of a rich man. Came to pass exactly as it was stated hundreds of years before Jesus was ever born. Hey, we have to take a break just for a moment as our announcer shares information about the resources that we're making available to you this week as you support this ministry. Together through our outreaches, we're making a real difference in the lives of Jewish people and their neighbors in some of the most difficult places on earth. I want to ask you to please consider what you can do today to help us share the good news of the gospel as we seek to meet the specific needs of scattered Jewish people wherever they are. Please watch this short message and learn how that you can get involved. And Ezra and I will be right back.
As Jonathan and Ezra are teaching today, the Old Testament is the foundation for the gospel message found in the New Testament. As you support Jewish Voice today with a one-time gift of $40, we want to send you Jonathan's teaching, The Gospel According to Moses. This DVD study reveals how the message of the gospel is found in Psalm 90. In addition, you will also receive this Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures workbook, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Call or go online now to receive these outstanding resources as you support Jewish Voice Ministries with a one-time gift today of $40 or more. Your continued monthly gifts are vital in providing the ongoing support needed to keep Jewish Voice outreaches touching the lives of so many people in need. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly Shalom partner with a gift of just $30 today, Jonathan will also send you this stunning reproduction of the Ark of the Covenant, accurately depicting the Ark described in Scripture. Make sure to request the Moses package when you join us as a monthly partner today. Call our 800 number now and let our representatives know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get back into our discussion, a really great discussion about the gospel in the Old Testament and the Old Testament being foundational for the new, I want to take a moment to say thank you to all of you who are supporting Jewish Voice. We honestly could not do this work without you. You're helping us to make a real difference in the lives of so many, in particular Jewish people that need to hear the gospel. So thank you for your generous giving and especially for joining us as a Shalom partner. Your ongoing support to this ministry is so, so valued. So God bless you. Well, Ezra, I love this topic,
right?
The foundation of the revelation of God is the Old Testament, and the new is built on the old.
That's absolutely
It's not the
right.
other way around. It's not supplemental history.
Absolutely.
If you divorce the new from the old, there's no context for Jesus dying for us or for sin or for blood. None of it makes any sense.
Right. And Jonathan, as promised, I want to get to one specific passage that gives us that foundation, that context, and it's Psalm 90.
Ooh.
And we know that many of the Psalms,
Love
if
it.
Not most of the Psalms, are, you who are very familiar with your Bibles, and we know most of you listening are, it says a Psalm of David. But this one, interestingly, Jonathan, says a prayer of Moses, the man of God. So it's actually a song, a psalm written by Moses. And you really see the idea of the temporary nature of our life in this body and the eternal nature of a holy God and our status before Him all here in 17 verses in a psalm.
It's amazing. And I believe, Ezra, that this is a memorized, just as we have an oral law, volumes and volumes of oral law.
Right.
This is a prayer of Moses that had been handed down then codified by David. But this must have been important.
Exactly.
Right? It must have been really important. So this is a prayer of Moses. O Lord, you have been dwelling from generation to generation before the mountains were born. You gave birth to the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. And then he goes from focusing on God to focusing on mankind. Mm-hmm. Verse 3, you turn mankind back to dust. So we see a finite humanity as a result of the fall, saying, return children of Adam. It's interesting. It's not children of Abraham.
Sure. You know,
Ezra.
I think in modern Hebrew, actually, you know, ancient Hebrew and modern Hebrew to this day, the way that you say a person in Hebrew is Ben Adam, a son of Adam. And so the idea here that in Adam, all eventually return to dust.
Yeah. But what's so unique about this is the Psalms repeatedly talk about the God and the people of Israel or Abraham. And here it's all creation, is going to go back to dust. And then verse 4, for 1,000 years in your sight are like a day just passing by, or like a watch in the night. In other words, life is, I think of the parable of today, your life is required of you. It's a flash. Right. It's an instant. It just withers like a flower.
Exactly.
Right? And then verse 5, you sweep them away in their sleep. In the morning they are sprouting grass, in the morning it flourishes and springs up, but by evening it withers and dries up. This is a theme repeated in the New Testament.
Sure. The temporary nature of our life in this body. And I'm looking, Jonathan, at verse 8. I already sort of skimmed a little bit ahead here.
Oh, you're jumping ahead.
I'm jumping ahead. Right here, an uncomfortable verse, can we say. We encourage you, follow along with us at home. Verse 8 says, you've set our iniquities, our sins before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. Whoa. So not only are we in this temporary body that's going to return to dust, but in the eyes of a holy God, he sees everything, good, bad, and ugly.
Right. This is really, really important that sin and the life being very short and temporary are concepts that go back to the scriptures and are part of Jewish thinking, but not in the fullness that we find in the Old Testament.
Right.
Sin is a choice that can be atoned for with prayer, but not according to the scriptures.
Sure.
Sin is a condition according to the scriptures. This is the gospel. This is the good news. The good news begins with bad news that all of us have sinned and that sin is a condition and it causes our life to wither away in a short time.
Yeah, so important.
Jonathan, in fact, it gives us the time, Ezra. Let me just, and then
yeah, go ahead.
Just jump in. It gives us the specific time. The span of our years is 70 or with strength 80. Maybe with medications now 90, it stretches on. But the idea here is that man was created to live for eternity, Adam, in human form, and you have people living almost 1,000 years, and it keeps decreasing, and then it settles here at 70th by strength 80.
Right, incredible. And, you know, looking ahead to verse 12, and this is what really kind of drives the point home for me, right? We have 70 or 80 years, and maybe some of you watching at home are going, I'm pushing close to that number. Maybe I'm in that range. Maybe I'm beyond that range. Look at verse 12. So teach us, and I think this is the prayer of Moses, right? Teach us, Lord, to number our days. Some versions say to number them aright, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And this idea, Jonathan, right, we're praying for wisdom. And I think foundational to us being wise followers of the Lord is an awareness that our days are numbered and that every one of them matters.
Yeah, and then it's a call for repentance in the verses that follow.
Sure.
This is the gospel in the Old Testament. And that's why I call this the gospel according to Moses, because it's in there and it's about repenting to God and, of course, tying that in with a sacrifice. There has to be a sacrifice because the life of the flesh,
absolutely,
Leviticus 17:11, is in the blood, and I've required it to make atonement. Mm-hmm. So this is about repentance. This is about recognizing good news, that God really does care and have a plan for us for eternity, but we have to realize that this life is very short, and we have to make decisions in this life that determine where we spend eternity. And don't, I just want to urge you, don't wait till tomorrow. This theme is repeated. Don't mm-hmm. wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. With everything that's going on, especially today, with this pandemic and instability, today is the day of your salvation.
Salvation is, of course, the most important thing. And if you're not there, get there today. Today can be the day of salvation. Jonathan, I'm thinking, though, of maybe the majority of our audience says, yes, praise the Lord, I've received Jesus. I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. But what now, right? What of the rest of my 70 or 80 years? And this idea of numbering our days aright, let me encourage you. Let us encourage you at home. If you woke up this morning, it's because the God who knows the number of your days still has things for you to accomplish in your lifetime.
I feel such a burden right now. I feel such a burden for you. You're in a stall mode right now. I'm speaking to you. Listen to what I'm saying. You're in a stall mode, and you're not satisfied. Verse 13, relent, I don't know how long, have compassion on your servants, satisfy us in the morning with your love so that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Some of you are in despair, in depression, in isolation, and this is a cry.
Yeah.
This is part of the gospel,
right?
That you be glad, that you rejoice in Him, that you have the satisfaction. Some of you need that satisfaction, and I just want to encourage you, seek the Lord. Read Psalm 90, pray Psalm 90, and speak out gladness, speak out satisfaction. The Lord has a plan for your life. It's not over. If you don't know Him, heed the cry of Psalm 90 to know Him, to recognize your sin, to repent of that sin. If you don't know Him, if you do and you're unsatisfied, you need His satisfaction. Oh God, Ezra, we have a destiny to fulfill.
That's right. Every day counts.
And God wants you to fulfill that destiny.
Amen.
Today, you need to begin. You're not watching this by accident.
Right. Ah,
such a burden. Ezra, we have to take a break again so we can share some information about the resources that we're making available this week and opportunities to help those in need. Maybe these are the resources you need to get out of mm-hmm. that rut that you're mm-hmm. in. So I encourage you to pick up the phone, call, get the resources, consider becoming a Shalom partner today. Your support will make all the difference to those who need to hear about Jesus. You can be part of the solution, and you can be satisfied. He wants to satisfy you. Stay with us after this short message. Ezra and I want to come back, and we want to pray over you. Some of you need prayer, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
As Jonathan and Ezra are teaching today, the Old Testament is the foundation for the gospel message found in the New Testament. As you support Jewish Voice today with a one-time gift of $40, we want to send you Jonathan's teaching, The Gospel According to Moses. This DVD study reveals how the message of the gospel is found in Psalm 90. In addition, you will also receive this Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures workbook, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Call or go online now to receive these outstanding resources as you support Jewish Voice Ministries with a one-time gift today of $40 or more. Your continued monthly gifts are vital in providing the ongoing support needed to keep Jewish Voice outreaches touching the lives of so many people in need. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly Shalom partner with a gift of just $30 today, Jonathan will also send you this stunning reproduction of the Ark of the Covenant, accurately depicting the Ark described in Scripture. Make sure to request the Moses Package when you join us as a monthly partner today. Call our 800 number now and let our representatives know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to pray for you today. So many of you need prayer. And the good news is that where two or three agree on earth is touching anything, it shall be done. So Ezra and I are two. We're going to join our faith with yours. So trust the Lord today.
That's right.
And let's just reach out together, okay? And Lord, we thank you that you're a God who hears and answers prayer. And Lord, for everyone that's watching, everyone who comes before you with need, we thank you that that need is met. Amen. We declare it in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, through faith in his name. We speak healing. We speak divine provision. We speak family restoration. We speak comfort. We speak hope in the midst of despair and discouragement and isolation. Lord, just throw out the life buoys. Throw it out. We grab a hold of it.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, that you are a God who cares and loves us. And we declare it in Jesus' name, in the name of Yeshua. Hey, if you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv. And you can send us your prayer requests right on the website. And we have a team here that's committed to praying over your requests by name. So we're going to be faithful to that. I just want you to know it won't end up in a dumpster somewhere. We're going to be praying for you. We believe in the power of prayer and we care about you. More importantly, God cares about you and loves you. As we close the program today, I want to remind you what God asks each of us to do every day. Psalm 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. So pray for Israel and the Jewish people, and God will bless you back. Until next time, this is Jonathan Bernis and Ezra Benjamin saying shalom, and God bless you.
You can have an ongoing impact of providing humanitarian aid and sharing the gospel with Jewish people all around the world. Join Jewish Voice as a Shalom partner today, and you will be part of a dedicated group committed to monthly support to provide medical and spiritual care for one person each month. Don't miss this opportunity to bless the Jewish people with your ongoing support as a monthly Shalom partner.